on the verge of viability. Hello, everyone. I'm Tom Stever, managing for profit, brought to you by Kloss. Go to harvestingworld.com for the latest inventory of used combines from the Kloss dealer network, or call 844-OWN-USED. A two-day show this past week demonstrated the agricultural usability of unmanned aerial vehicles. The Precision Aerial Ag Show took place in Decatur, Illinois. The show manager, Stu Ellis, explained the purpose of that event.
It's really designed to introduce Corn Belt agriculture to the industry that's involved with unmanned aerial vehicles, to let farmers know that this technology can provide some great information that would really help them make management decisions to improve their efficiency and their productivity.
What's this technology going to mean for farmers, first of all?
I think it has some very beneficial technology to help them address some of the societal pressures, the regulatory pressures on dealing with pesticide applications. When you can have one of these small units look at your soybean field, find weeds or fungus or insects or something, put a GPS marker on it, then bring it back to your computer. You download that into another UAV that carries with it a very small bottle of a chemical application that can go to that same GPS location, issue a small poof of some chemical. You've dispatched that weed or that insect pressure. You have not sprayed the entire field, just applied it where it was needed on a prescription basis.
The FAA has kind of run into a conundrum with how to regulate this technology. How might this show help on what to do with this?
I dealt with the FAA for a number of weeks in the planning of this show. And I think when we can put on a show to show how these can be operated safely, where they are not imposing on anyone's space, where they can be shown to have a beneficial function, that shows the regulation writers there is a place for these in agriculture, and maybe we should move agriculture a little higher on the scale to get it approved for that. They recently approved it for the filmmakers in Hollywood. Agriculture was one of those industries that they said, yeah, it's not too far away, and I've heard that maybe November we'll see some regulations that will ease up on agricultural's use.
That's Stu Ellis. I'm Tom Stever on Brownfield Ag News for America.